Now, if you have tender, loving thoughts that generate the emotions of love, kindness, compassion, and those emotions, actually, you'll notice, if you go ahead and feel them right now, you'll notice how they make your energy flow strongly and evenly. And as your energy flows strongly and evenly, your body heals itself. It feels good. It remains healthy. And I had not forgotten about the psychic level of the unconscious mind. But I'm going to talk about it a little bit later, because most people who come into HUNA, they do so because they want to like change their belief system. They want to change their emotional reactions. It's the same type of thing as people who go into hypnotism or go into NLP or similar mind-altering disciplines. And every single blockage you have, whether it's a negative belief, a negative emotion, a problem in your physical body, it's a blockage in a literal sense. It's actually blocking up energy. It's making a knot out of your energetic stream so that energy doesn't flow properly through your mind, through your emotions, through your thoughts, through your energetic system, through your body. And when energy doesn't flow properly, you're bound to have problems. But I'm going to skip through the theory, because you can read a lot about a lot of this in some places, and you can do some research. You can actually ask me on the news group. But what I really want you to focus on here now, what we're going to focus on, is on actual exercises and ways, practical ways to pragmatically get rid of those blockages. How do you control or get rid of all your negative emotions? How do you change or just eliminate all negative beliefs? How do you go about healing your physical body? All these things are really practical concerns that people have. All these complexes, they just create patterns within your unconscious mind so that your autopilot behaves in ways that you may not want it to behave. It's kind of like a pinball machine where your energy is a pinball just bouncing off against all sorts of blockages within your unconscious mind, just going crazy. That's why you may want to do something, like you want to be motivated, you want to work out, you want to go to the gym, but your unconscious mind just doesn't let you, and you never end up doing it. You want to go approach this person, you want to be a social individual, but somehow you feel shy about it, because your unconscious mind is not letting your conscious mind do what your conscious mind actually wants to do. Why? Because it's been programmed in a particular way. And when the program is not something you like, it's more likely than not that it's a result of blockages within your unconscious mind. So clearing your unconscious mind makes you stop being a robot and actually having control over your actions, your thoughts, your emotions, and your body. Now, it really doesn't matter generally where those blockages came from. They usually come from childhood. So doing regression, say for example in hypnosis, it's one way of eliminating these blockages, but it's a way that's time consuming, and you gotta go one by one fixing each and every one of your blockages, which may take more time than you actually have or want to devote to. Now I'm gonna give you a HUNA method of eliminating these blockages. I want you to get comfortable in a chair, a couch, even lying down, it doesn't matter. And I want you to go ahead and close your eyes. And I want you to think for a moment of something that bothers you. Something that's happened, something that could happen, just some emotion that bothers you right now. Let's begin dealing with emotions, because once you know how to deal with emotions, it'll be much easier for you to deal with beliefs and thoughts. Now I want you to go ahead and think of an emotion, or think of something that generates that emotion, a negative emotion, something you don't like. Maybe problems at work, problems with boyfriend, girlfriend, anything like that. Now I want you to think of that emotion, just pinpoint in your body where you actually start feeling that emotion. And maybe in your throat, your head, your chest. I don't want to name body parts, because I don't want to suggest that you're feeling them in any particular place. I want you to figure out right now where you're feeling that emotion. And I want you, as you do that, once you find out where you feel it, to just stop thinking completely about the events and the circumstances that generate this emotion. So no sound, do not sub-vocalize, do not make any sounds inside your mind, don't make any more pictures, just feel. Feel it within your body where you feel that emotion. And it's going to be a definite physical location, you'll say. Now I want you to go ahead and write down, just find a piece of paper and write down the emotion and where you feel it. And I want you now to take 5, 10, 15 minutes and find at least 3 such emotions and write down where in your body you actually feel them. And once you're done, you can continue listening to the CD. Now I want you to, with your eyes closed, really, really comfortable, focus on the strongest one of those emotions. And by focus, I mean think of that part of your body. Just don't even think about it. Just put your mind inside that part of your body. Just feel that part of your body where the emotion is coming from. And as you do that, I want you to practice this. It may feel a little bit uncomfortable for a few seconds, but just do it. Make that emotion stronger. That physical sensation that generates that emotion, make it stronger. Make it twice as strong if you can. Make it as strong as you can at the moment. And once it gets to be way strong, maybe I don't like it this strong, just start relaxing it. All the way down from 10, 9, 8, 7. Let each and every number make it less intense, maybe half as intense, maybe twice as relaxed now. 5, 4, 3, and just keep on your own. 2, 1, bring it all the way down to 0 now, and just relax it more. Relax your mind, relax your body, relax the emotion, to the point where you can actually start feeling it leaving your body. Just think of it as melting. Melting away, perhaps even evaporating outside of your body. And just let it go until it's completely gone. Now, if you find yourself having any difficulties with this, try something else. Try breathing into that part of your body. And with each breath, relax it more, so that as you exhale, it starts to leave your body along with your breath, until it's completely relaxed and there no more. Now I want you to go ahead and do that with the other emotions you wrote down. And once you're done, once you have them completely relaxed out of your mind, out of your body, you can continue to listen to the CD. Now here's your homework. I want you to, every day, find one emotion. And I want you to take that emotion and relax it all the way to 0. And I want you to do that every day for 21 days. So that at the end of 21 days, you will have relaxed 21 different emotions. So go ahead and write down your assignment so that you remember. Starting today, 21 emotions, 21 days, completely relaxed, all the way down to 0. Now if you want to make this technique stronger, here's something else you can do, especially for those really resistant emotions, the ones that seem a little bit harder to relax. I want you to go ahead and close your eyes.